This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Members of the defense team for Saddam Hussein and seven of his co-defendants are threatening to boycott the trial unless they get better security. This week, one member of the team was shot dead in an attack in Baghdad. 3 weeks earlier, another team lawyer was kidnapped and killed. With us now from Baghdad is Reuters Iraq Bureau Chief Alistair MacDonald. And Alistair, what security arrangements are in place for these lawyers now?
Well, in terms of security that's actually in place, they seem to be largely using their own means to try and protect themselves. They actually, quite a number of them have retreated to towns around Baghdad where their own hometowns, where they feel safer amongst mostly Sunni Arabs. So it's not clear that there is a specific state-supplied protection for them at the moment. The government is saying that they have been refusing police protection, and the defense have been explaining one or two reasons why that may be.
And why are they refusing Iraqi police protection?
Well, the main concern they seem to have is that they feel caught up in this sectarian violence that is prevalent here at the moment. They point in particular to the killing of the first defense lawyer, who was killed the day after the trial was shown on TV. He was abducted from his office in Baghdad and killed shortly afterwards. The people who arrived at his office in a couple of SUVs and took him away were smartly dressed. They wore suits and ties. They identified themselves to witnesses as being from the Interior Ministry. Now, we can't verify that. It's not entirely clear precisely what happened, but the defense team are clearly using that as a reason why they don't trust the police and the government services that are being offered to them.
Well, what about using American forces?
I think that the response would be somewhat similar. I think there's a sense in which the defense team would not feel comfortable.
So what's left for them? What kinds of security measures are they asking for?
There is clearly a fair amount of, one might almost say, gamesmanship going on around this. But the ultimate goal of the defense is for this trial to be in some way radically altered, if not abandoned altogether, to be taken abroad, to be put into some kind of international context, effectively taken out of the control of the Iraqi authorities and the U.S. authorities here in Baghdad. There is perhaps on their part a deliberate vagueness as to precisely what measures, certainly in their public statements, would satisfy them in order to overcome the problem. One could argue that this kind of stalemate is to some extent desirable to them in the sense that it does cast a doubt over the whole conduct of the trial.
Well, if they do end up boycotting the trial, what does that mean? Does that mean a mistrial?
I don't think it would be as simple as that. The court does have the power to appoint counsel if the defendant is not represented in court. That is certainly one option. So far, the Prime Minister came out very strongly yesterday and was saying, well, we have offered all sorts of protection. We have offered them houses in the green zone. And if they're not prepared to accept that, then there's nothing more we can do. What a number of the human rights monitors who are following this trial closely are saying is that they need to be seen to be making further efforts to do whatever is necessary to meet the defense lawyers halfway.
Alistair MacDonald is Iraq Bureau Chief for Reuters. Alistair, thank you.
Thank you.